So I've seen you so far in two movies, two short films at the Berlinale.
Yeah.
And it was great to see you develop your acting skills. Because of the first movie, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old?
I think 10 years old, in Julian, yep.
And yeah, Julian, it was very funny. Last year, The Amulet, it was screened at the Berlinale.
Yeah. So this is my third, work that's been in Berlin. Well, this is my first time in Berlin, but third time, this the third time a film I was in has come to Berlinale, which is really great.
And I just talked to your director about the movie Paper Planes. So do you have any relation to Paper Planes?
I really love paper planes. I really, really love making them. I love flying them. And I think they're really interesting things, the way they fly and the way they float. I would really love to research them and just, like, study flight, I guess. I would love to do that, but don't really have the time.
You don't have the time because of?
Because of school. A lot of school. And when I'm not doing school, I'm doing this. So it's kind of just very busy, yeah.
So I heard you have a lot of movies now. American movies as well?
Yes, because the first film I did was in America, then I did this straight after, and then straight after Paper Planes, I did another film in America.
Mm-hmm. And did you enjoy all of this, or was it hard work all the time?
It wasn't hard work all the time. I had a lot of fun, every single day. But some days were definitely harder than others. Some days were quite, mellow, kind of easy, but other days were very, very hard, very, very just, intense, and not a lot of breaks, not a lot of not a lot of things to eat, because it was just full on, yeah.
So one of the scenes I like the most in the movie is when your character comes in, his father is watching the scene on the beach.
Yeah.
And he's watching. Have you seen this scene? No, you have already seen the movie before.
I've seen it six times.
But it's a great scene because there's so much going on there without words.
Yeah, I really love that scene because, as you said, there's no words in it, but you still really get that powerful message. I really like that scene. I think it's a very quick scene, and it's not really one that you kind of remember, but it's a very important scene, and I really like it.
Your character is a very grown-up character. He can deal very good with the loss, with tragedy. Do you like that in your character?
I really like that, and that was definitely one of the reasons that I was drawn to it, was the fact that he's such a strong character, and he takes the responsibility of being the man of his house when his dad can't quite get there because he's not dealing with the loss very well. And, he's out of work, and Dylan really needs to step up and be really mature, and that's what I thought was really different and unique about the character.
Did you learn how to fold paper planes?
I did. I learned a lot. I learned how to make a whole range of different ones. I learned how to make, circle ones, square ones, long ones, skinny ones, short ones. It was really great.
So in between your work, you have time now for folding paper planes, maybe?
Yeah, I've got a lot of time for doing that. I think whenever we weren't filming paper planes, we were making paper planes, so yeah.
It seems there were a lot of sets shooting to shoot the film on. Did you have to travel a lot, and what did you do there so to prepare for the role, for the character?
I didn't really do that much preparation because I don't really like to do that. I like to leave it a lot to it on set, a lot of kind of spontaneous. But I definitely thought, in my head, how would he say this word? How would he think these things? And I definitely thought a couple of things of that. But there is a lot of traveling. There's a lot of different sets. But we all filmed it in Western Australia, in Perth. But there were a lot of traveling, a lot of different scenes, and kind of, going back to the same place, going to a different place, going back to the same place, going back to a different place. There were a lot of different places that we filmed, yeah.
And I heard something about Japanese gardens, so...
Oh yeah, that was probably my favorite location, was in a Perth University. These traditional Japanese rooms, and it had a little garden I had a little pond with koi, traditional Japanese fish, and that was a really great location to film. It really felt like I was in Japan.
So what did you like most in shooting the movie?
I think just the experiences that I had. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot of things. So just working with Rob, working with all the co-stars, working with all the kids, and learning how to make paper planes.
Okay. So there are a few other main characters, kids characters. So did you get friends? Did you develop a relationship for the movie and for real?
Yeah, no, definitely. All the co-stars in the film, we're all really good friends. And Julian, me and him, really good friends. Nick and Anna, we are all really good friends. And, you know, and we still have that friendship even outside, you know, even a year later, which is really great.
What was the hardest to do in the movie?
I think a couple of things were just dealing with the Australian outback, you know, with spiders and flies and snakes. So that was really annoying, not going to lie. And it was really, really hot. So that was very hard. And also emotionally hard were the challenging scenes, as you said before, the one where he's watching the video on the beach. And a couple of scenes like that were quite hard to film, quite difficult to kind of reach that level of emotion.
So now you get out of this movie with a lot of new experience. So what are your next projects?
I think my next projects are, I really look forward to doing things that I haven't done before, so I get to learn even more things. You know, because I'm quite young.